keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Wait till we're okay. I'm recording. You can cough again. Perfect. Okay. That's now we know where to sync up the audio.
Yep.
That's see, some people clap. There's like a click. We need one of us to flub a word.
Right.
Or cough.
Or, right. That's
ideally,
why
if you could cough while flubbing a word.
That would be if you could try to fuck up the word cough while you're saying it.
That would be ideal.
Cough. Throw an L in there.
Kolf? There was an yes. L?
Yep. A kolf.
A quaff?
I'm having kombucha with alcohol in it.
Oh, God.
I had to show like my...
I've been up since 2. So really, I could have a drink right now.
I'm trying to get on your level. When you said I've been up since 2, I'm like, well, I don't drink very much, but I'm going to have a beer. It's a breakfast beer.
Yeah, it's kombucha. It's healthy.
I mean,
have you had the hard booch?
No, but this is it's 3% alcohol, and I got, but this is actually like, this is actually the stuff that's better for you. This is the stuff with the good, like, stuff for your gut.
Yeah. Okay. I like where you're going. So one would assume, I think correctly, right, that then the one with the higher alcohol.
Oh, there's
double
vodka.
Good.
Right. I put vodka in this kombucha.
Yeah, it helps the flora. What? The flora, yep, and fauna in the kombucha?
Yeah. So
that's what's in kombucha, right?
Right.
Good fauna for your gut. Just a little deers. Just a bunch of little. That's what it is. In every bottle of kombucha are a bunch of tiny little woodland animals. And they get, right, in your gut. And they eat up all the bad stuff.
Well, it's like one of those things that, like, the little...
It's science.
Like the sea monkeys that they sell you when you're a kid, where they're just those little shrimp,
mm-hmm,
and they swim around. That's what's in... That's what...
God damn,
like,
it.
That's what probiotics are, you guys.
Another million-dollar idea. We fucking buy a bunch of sea monkeys.
Put them in beer.
It's a great idea.
Sell it to children.
Yeah, it's healthy. Dude, kids are fucking doing CBD now. It's chill.
I know. Like,
take the edge
what
off.
What we need to do is give these parents CBD so they'll chill the fuck out when their kid is trying to enjoy a nice glass of deer beer.
That's got to be the name of beer, right?
I'm sure.
Like some beer in like Minnesota with like a camo can.
Yeah, deer beer, and it's just a picture of like a cartoon deer just like pissing into a bottle.
In camo with a rifle?
Yes, the deer. Yeah, the deer in full camo,
uh-huh,
rifle, dead hunter on the ground. I think that's what, that's...
Not dead, dead drunk.
There you go, yes.
Because he couldn't stop drinking deer beer because it's so good.
Because it's so dang good. This beer is hoof stomping good. I can't get enough of this god dang deer beer.
Oh, I'm going to, I'm going to cry on this episode. Not because I'm sad. Real quick. Definitely I am sad.
Yeah.
I'm just, these tears will not be caused by that. It will just be my delirium that is set in.
The tears are involuntary. That's your body just kind of weeping for itself. Being like, can we just lay down?
Yeah, please. I'm shaking. I'm shaking right now. Do you not notice this?
The tears are not yours. They are from the flora and fauna deep within you.
Yes. I'm just, they're the bad guys, the bad,
right,
flora and fauna.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be
man.
Hot up, guys. It's going to be real.
So,
it's very early. I've been up since 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Megan got up at 2. Why were you up at 2?
Because I can't sleep. And also, had to prep a bunch of orders.
Yeah. See, so this is why don't follow your dreams.
Don't follow
your
dreams.
Because then they come true And then you're like, oh, I have a successful business. Fuck.
It's, yeah. Oh, God damn it. No one told me this part.
Like, oh, but I have to make the pies? But I just wanted to be like, oh, look at all these orders.
Yeah, exactly. Step A, start business. Step B, don't work. C, collect the money.
Right. I'm trying to do that now with comedy. I'm like, okay, so how is there a way
I cannot do comedy
money without finishing writing this thing? Is there any way someone can just pay me for it just because, like, in theory, it's a good idea?
Yeah.
Much like Dear
Beer. Podcast and this podcast.
Podcast? I was going to let it slide, but
yeah, because with every download, we send you a little kiss.
Yep. It's a podcast.
Just on the tip of your head. The tip?
Just the tip. The tip of your little penis head.
I don't know if you guys do this. We have a lot of Conehead listeners. We have a lot of people that had forcep situations when they were born. So they do have tips. That wasn't me trying to say top and failing very miserably.
We have Conehead listeners, and I'm sure a couple of real dickheads wink, and it's a pun, and we're back. My niacin's kicking in, so I'm about to go into full hot red flush in my face.
Guys, we can't believe we actually help you.
By the way. I know.
Like, this is a prime example.
So, yeah, we're just let's focus on something that we know, and then we'll go back to just talking about how we haven't slept. Last night when I got home, there was a package, first class mail, no return address.
Oh,
yeah, it was sent.
Oh, I get it. So smart. You can have our address,
right?
But we can't have your address. Interesting.
Well, now I do I have her address because I sent her a cup of pens, but. Maybe she rightfully assumed, like, this stupid bitch for sure somehow will never be able to find my address again. Let me just make sure I'm not putting. So I was like, this is going to be
a bomb,
a death threat. Yes.
It's the holidays. That's prime mail bomb season.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, who could this be from? And I thought maybe my niece. But she will put like fake postage on there, like a fake stamp. It just says stamp to New York. Like she did. So I'm like, okay, that's a real stamp. So
this somehow actually got here in the mail through the postal service.
Who could this be from? And it's from Joy Nystrom. Joy, I feel like a morning show host because I like have stuff set up before we started recording. So Joy listens to the podcast.
You sound like one now. Now that you said that, you really sound.
I know. Well, because I'm reading. I have something I'm trying to focus and say. So Joy sent us this book, and this is a book that she wrote. She wrote this book herself. It's called Sex and Waffles. I posted it in my story. We'll post a hard post to the show account. Buy this book. It's called Sex and Waffles, Unleash Your Kraken. And she she actually wrote and published a book. And she wrote us a card.
So fucking cool.
And she also runs marathons. She's the one that we were talking about on the Patreon.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. She runs.
She runs out of spite for people who are like, you're too much of a fucking drunk to do anything. And so one morning, very hungover, she ran just to spite her shitty friends. And now she is a runner. She also is an author. So
running author.
Yeah. So get this book. This is a nice present to buy for people. Holidays are coming up. And it's a nice.
Get it for your moms. Not us, but also us. Yeah. We need more copies.
It's great. This is a fucking. This is truly. I mean.
It's crazy. It's so cool.
It's really cool. And a very nice. And so thank you for that. And thank you for the card. Very sweet card. And your handwriting does look like a serial killer.
It was a very sweet card. I had a very difficult time reading it via text message.
Right.
That so made it more difficult. And yes, you do look, it's the handwriting. Not necessarily a serial killer, but someone with deep mental issues.
Right. That's
deep
that's
murderous thoughts. Even if you haven't acted on them.
That's someone with a disturbance deep within. Like, the flora and fauna are not
they've
happy
gone from
within
from her gut to her brain.
Right.
They're
and
eating
into your little writing fingers all over the place. Really, but I was able to decipher a lot of it. And mostly it says, yeah, she called back to some. Apparently, we said something that clicked in Joy's brain and was like, she was like, I'm inspired to pursue my life. And so she wrote a fucking book.
Maybe we need to listen to the podcast. Figure out, go into GarageBand and like change the voices slightly.
Yeah.
So we don't recognize it's us, and then we'll call it a different name just for the two. We're going to release a different podcast.
Right. Cool.
Just for the two of us. That's the exact same podcast, but we don't realize it's us talking. I don't see any downside here. I don't see any way this won't work.
I think it will work. And so there are a couple things I can do to change the audio. So I don't know if you guys know, we do this in GarageBand, pretty fancy.
You know, the thing that comes with all Apple computers for free. Ever heard of it?
Ever. So I could maybe mix like robot and fuzz so that when we listen to it, it sounds like a spodcast. I was going to say a space podcast from the future.
Yes. And in the future, they call that a spodcast.
A spodcast.
So you weren't wrong.
Right. I know a lot. You guys might not enjoy this. I thoroughly enjoy recording in the morning like this.
I do too. Because neither of us are okay.
Right. And it's like when you have to work an early shift, the great thing about waking up early and just and like waking up and like starting before you're really awake is like that was my favorite. It was an opening shift at any job because you're like delirious the first couple hours. By the time you come to, you're like, oh, I'm halfway through my shift.
Yeah. It's great.
By the time we even realize what's happening,
it's
we'll
over.
Be done recording this podcast, baby. We'll be home free.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll just change it to robot voices.
Or am I a weirdo?
No, it doesn't make me burp. You are, first of all, you're burp. Does coffee make you burp?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think it's that you're a weirdo. Let me woman-splain something to you. Let me change my voice. Let me robot-splain this to you.
Future-splain.
Yeah, let me future-splain this. Let me spod-splain this to you. You're so tired.
Yes.
And when you're that exhausted, your body is just getting not enough rest. So even if everything else you were doing, even if you were only drinking water, you were not smoking cigarettes, and you were eating just like vegetables or like low acidity foods, just being so tired and overworked and stressed, your body's really acidic. And so when you put coffee in, that's like an acid kickback because your body, it's just actual stress. So that's what's making you like burp and belch, I would guess. That would be my guess.
Cool.
Yeah. It's just like acidity levels in your body from stress.
Great.
So take a nap. But that's what's good. Is that I think it's just because you're like
dying.
Don't sleep enough. You're not dying.
My body's breaking down.
I almost shit my pants and simultaneously threw up around 9 o'clock last night because going for a walk because I nervously binge ate. I don't count calories anymore, but I binge ate a lot of food like in under 14 minutes publicly. And I was walking around and I'm like, am I a baby?
I mean, that'd be great. You'd have your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah, I was walking and I was like, and then I was like, oh, I was almost vomiting up like pizza for like 3 hours yesterday. I had to like sit, like stand upright and move around because I was like, I ate so much in one move that I was like, I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, you need to fucking chill out.
What did you eat? Pizza? I assume pizza. I hope you say pizza.
Yeah.
Because that would be if you were just randomly almost throwing up pizza for 3 hours.
Yeah. I had... And it was weird. I haven't had this since like, it was like when I was in high school, because I was obviously we've talked about this. Everybody was bulimic. Duh, you're not special. No one cares.
Yeah, exactly. So, you weren't really a high school student if you weren't bulimic.
Right. You grew up in Orange County. Okay, show me your rotted out molars.
You at least tried.
Yeah, prove it. But I got up, and then I was doing stuff all day, and I did like this intermittent fast, and I got B12. I got a methyl B12 for energy. So instead of drinking, I'm trying to not do energy drinks. So I took that supplement, and it's good for energy. And I was on. Here's the problem with doing this intermittent fasting shit. So I went all day, and then I got done. It was like 4 o'clock, 4:30, and I was in Astoria. And when I got done, I walked out, and I was like, man, I'm hungry. And there was a bake shop, and I'm like, I'm going to get a donut. And I walked in, and I was around sugar, and I looked at it, and I got so excited. Because part of me was like, I could go for a drink. And I'm like, no, you couldn't. You want to go to the gym. You haven't eaten today. Like, you need it. You're only 30 minutes away from home. Relax. But instead, I got a cronut, so the thick croissant donut with, like, a lemon frosting. Delicious.
Oh, that sounds very good.
And I was like, I'm going to walk and take this to the train. And I looked at it, and I was so hungry. The flora and fauna were just...
were going wild.
They were jumping around in my stomach.
Wendy didn't act out there.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have very human-like arms and flail them wildly.
Yep. Well, the front legs of any animal's body are called arms.
That is true.
I call...
And the backs are legs.
Yep. I call Sebastian his little hands, his front hands and his back hands. he's not listening. He's sleeping. I was looking
God.
I'm like, did you hear my name? Did you hear your name?
Yeah. Oh, Wendy fully turned to be like, you hear that, buddy? You want to come say hi? And then was very crushed that he did not give a shit.
He's just got his middle finger on his front hand is up at me.
Which is impressive for a cat to do.
Yeah. And then, something in my brain clicked and I took one bite and then I stood there and I folded it in half and I put the whole thing in my mouth, like nervously, ate the whole thing. And then there was another cake shop next to it. And I walked in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a dessert that I'm going to slowly enjoy. And I walked in and I got a mini cheesecake with like a Nutella thing. And like binge eating is, I don't know if you have this, it's like different than just like, oh, I like to eat junk food.
Yes, I've done it before, but not regularly enough to say that I'm like a binge eater. But
oh, man.
I have, especially when I was thrown up. But I mean, that doesn't count. I feel like when you're bulimic and you binge eat, it's implied that you're cool.
Right.
It's implied that you're cool and you do cool stuff.
Yeah. But it was really, it was a weird feeling. And then I saw this mini cheesecake and I tried to stop myself and I was like, you don't need this. And I'm like, well, you're just going to be slow and enjoy this. And so I took it and I like looked at it. And before I even walked out the door,
you shoved it up your asshole.
I did. I pulled because I want to absorb it. And
it's coming out that way anyway. So just.
I have cronut in the. But so I like quickly ate that to the point where I almost choked on it because I didn't chew it properly. And then I was like breathing heavily. It was a wild feeling. And I was like, Wendy, calm. Just get on the train and go the fuck home. I was like shaking. It was fucking strange. And then I went to, and then I looked in the train. There were no trains ready. There were no trains up at the stop. It's the last stop on Ditmar. So I'm like, I have like 10 minutes to kill. And then I was like, I'm like shaky from all the sugar. And I was like, I'm still fucking hungry. And so then I went to Artichoke Pizza, which is right by the train stop. And I got a big old fucking slice of like meatball pizza. And I ate it. I walked in and I ate it on the train stop. I just like rolled it up like a burrito and it was gone in like 3 minutes. And I binge ate all publicly. And I was like shame eating on the train. It was fucking weird. It was the weird. And then I hurry up and ate it. And then I just was like, felt like I was going to throw up the rest of the night.
Yeah.
And I almost shit my pants. And then I came home and I kept eating. It's
why I mean,
I was
that
not hungry.
Happens sometimes.
Yeah, but it's like
you don't
when
do
you're
that
so
a lot.
Full.
No, I know.
No, yeah, but it's like, but it's a weird thing where it's not, because it's not a matter of like, oh, good for you, you had pizza. Like, there's a difference in like, oh, I let myself have dessert. There's a difference in that and like walking into different locations and buying.
Yes.
And eating so fast that you almost choke. That's not like, I had a piece of cheesecake.
Yeah.
I'm naughty.
But I think that, I mean, that's like a stress reaction.
Yeah, it's like a compulsive.
Yeah.
I cut up carrots and I was just eating until like I felt like I was like wanting to eat. It was fucking a weird thing.
Well, we also both do the same thing. We're like, when we eat something bad, we're like, oh, I just need to eat good stuff now. So we're full, but we're like, I need to now eat all this celery and kimchi. And it's like, no, 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 you can just eat that tomorrow.
Right.
If you eat it immediately after, it will not cancel out. It's not like it's going to meet in the middle.
Yeah.
And disappear.
Yeah, I have pickled okra. I was like, I have kimchi, okra, kimchi. It's fucking great.
That sounds so good.
So I was like, yeah. So I came home and I was like, maybe I put that like, yeah, it was fucking gross. I mean, I'm excited to take a shit today, but that's, I had to made myself. I was like, go walk your fucking ass around. Take your flora and your fauna and go kick around the city.
This wasn't quite the same, but when we got back from California and I was really sad one night, and I wasn't drinking, and I was out doing stuff, and I hadn't eaten. And when I was home, me and my friends, we didn't get Del Taco, which I think is very impressive, but also sad because I wasn't able to steal a bunch of hot sauce.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. But so I haven't eaten fast food in forever. And I was like, man, Wendy's sounds good. When I was home, we were talking about Wendy's chicken, like spicy chicken sandwich, and how they're like the best spicy chicken sandwich. So I went to a fucking Wendy's. Like, I Googled a Wendy's. And I went and I got a fucking spicy chicken sandwich and fries. It was so terrible. Like, it was such a, I mean, I shoved it in my face, in my car. I ate it in my car in the Wendy's parking lot. So as to not bring home evidence, like a real fucking 600-pound lifer. Just like, no, I haven't eaten yet. Definitely not fast food. I definitely didn't pick up Wendy's. But it was terrible. I would have so much rather eaten a cronut and a piece of cheesecake and a fucking slice of pizza. It was such a bummer.
Yeah.
So guys, don't shove. If you're going to shove trash in your body, pick good trash.
Right.
To quickly eat in your car or on public transportation. Yeah. Shamefully.
The nervous Make it eating. Worth it. Yeah. The nervous eating. It's such a weird, because there's so many people that don't have that. And the food thing is.
I don't think so. I know think a lot of people do have that.
I'm going to guess. Because of, so I'm starting to pick up on our listener. I'm going to guess a lot of the people that listen to this podcast have that.
Caller's calling.
Just because, and like I said, it's because you guys are cool. Look, addicts are cool. Addiction is cool. If you can't stop drinking or smoking or doing drugs or eating or compulsively exercising or whatever.
Or sex. Or gambling.
Right.
Those are all fun things.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I'm sorry, you're just a naturally fun person. What can you do? Sometimes you got to reel it in a little bit so that you don't die, so that you don't hurt yourself
or others.
So you
can keep doing the bad things.
Right. You have to find a balance, because if you go too far with any of this shit, you can't do it anymore. So
yeah, and then that sucks. And then you owe the mob a bunch of money.
It's a real nightmare.
No matter which one, whether it's compulsive eating. You're probably eating at a lot of Italian restaurants. They probably gave you a tab. Now you're in debt to the mob. Gambling. Hey, that one's obvious.
We're going to find this bitch. She's walking around. She has a spodcast. And also.
See, that sounds right, though, when you do it in that accent.
This broad has a spodcast. Now, one of these twos lives here in the city. She's shitting her pants constantly.
She's just covered in gravy.
She's gravy from the waist down.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, binge eating, it's like a weird, and that's, I think too, like with Thanksgiving, I'm already nervous about Thanksgiving. It's why I like doing a friends one because there's no pressure.
Oh, I'm like very sad about that. I do not want to talk about that because I'll cry. I'm really sad that we're not going to be doing Friendsgiving in LA. Very sad.
Yeah.
That all you got to do. Oh, I'm not getting out of bed. I'm going to pretend I'm sick.
That's a good move.
I literally was thinking about this last night. Bed. I was like, on Thursday, I'm just going to fucking pretend I got a cold because I've been working so hard.
Was this before?
Cut to, I'm actually going to get a fucking cold. I'm going to actually get terribly sick.
Yeah. Was this before or after you were Googling flights for Christmas? Again, and I don't want to.
It was before. I think that's why I started Googling flights for Christmas, when I was in bed planning on faking illness on a holiday. I was like, or...
Megan, are you going to come down? You have a ketchup packet on your... You continue to not sleep. You just have a ketchup packet dripping from your mouth. They're like, what happened? And you're like, just tell your parents I died.
I have one of those Halloween knives that goes into the handle. And just I go back to Wendy's, because even though I said it wasn't worth it, how quickly one forgets. So I get a bunch of Wendy's ketchup.
Yes.
And I eat another spicy chicken sandwich, so I feel like I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
I like being really method in my deception.
Yeah.
What is acting but deception?
Truly. What is anything but deception?
What is this podcast? No, really. What is this podcast?
Like, again, I don't understand. You and I are both. I almost shit my pants publicly because I can't control my eating. I'm 37 and I eat like a baby. I was like... I have money.
Babies can't eat donuts.
It's true. Well, maybe because they're melty.
No, a baby can't. How old of a baby? Welcome back to Momcast.
2.5. I consider anything under 4, I refer to that as a baby.
Anything under 4?
Yeah. I refer to that as a baby.
So when it can have a full conversation with you.
Yeah.
You're like, shut up, baby. What do you say?
Look at that baby. Look at that baby.
Okay, cool. Don't say that. Don't say that when you encounter a 0 to 4-year-old in the world.
Get a load of this baby over here.
Get a load of this baby.
You guys see this freaking baby?
What is this, a baby or something?
I mean, this baby's talking. Somebody get this baby. Somebody give this baby a cronut.
This baby needs to suck on a cronut. I realized I turned my mic off and then I coughed really hard and then turned my mic back on and just said Jesus Christ. So if you heard a random Jesus Christ, it was in reference to my cough that you did not hear.
It was in reference to our Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ. Guys, now that we're really getting, like, really leaning into this trying not to die and be miserable and kill ourselves, we're religious. The journey of reading 51 pages of a self-help book.
Yeah.
has brought us to God. Did you know? Okay, I didn't notice this about this book, which I just think. So the book stopped doing that shit. Which, you know, fucking yeah, you piece of shit. Better your life. But on the back about the author, and I didn't notice this until this morning, and by this morning I mean like 3:30 in the morning, his urban philosophy. They refer to it as urban philosophy, which I dislike very much.
Yeah. Well, he's
like, that just goes, I mean, but it really goes hand in hand with the fucking tattoos all over the person on the front of the cover.
Right. Well, he's also Scottish, I think.
Yes. He references that all the time in the book.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Scottish, so I'm going to tell it like it is. That's my Scottish accent.
I was not
doing a Scottish accent.
I looked up. Do you know how excited? I wish you guys could see my face. I was like, here we go. Here comes the Scottish accent.
She did. She leaned in so hard. Like, I'm too tired to accent today.
Yeah. When I read that he was Scottish, I was like, oh, now this book makes more sense. Now, like, his speech patterns make a lot more sense.
Why? Because
he's
addicted to heroin?
Yeah. I imagine just flogging Molly in the background. And I'm like, oh, this makes sense.
That is
just... Let my intention be clear. I'm out to give you knowledge. Real juicy.
Oh, no. 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 That might be...
I've seen
technically the best accent on this podcast that's ever happened, but actually the worst accent we've ever done.
Yes. I've never met a Scottish person, but I have seen Tamarian axe murderer.
I thought you were gonna say. Now, I know. I know you might think I am Scottish. Maybe I lived in Scotland for a period of time based on that accent I just did. But alas, that is not true. I know you're shocked. Do I have Scottish parents? No. Mm-mm. It's just one of those, you know, some people can hear something and mimic it perfectly. That's how I am with Scottish accents.
It's just like
I sound like a fat bastard from the very successful Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Could that be a franchise?
Oh, yeah.
What does it take to be a franchise? How do we get prostitutes as a franchise? How many do we need? Is it
so?
Because three is a trilogy. Can three technically be? I think it needs more. Do you need more? Do you need like offshoots?
Does franchise work for movies or is that only for like fast food chains?
Well, it works for movies, but excellent point. Let's combo it.
Yeah. Is Star Wars a franchise? It's got to be.
Yes, Star Wars is. But that's also like a universe. Ugh.
Yeah. So we have to make a universe for prostitutes? I'm confused.
We have to.
Joy, you need to get, look, you're already writing books, so you help us.
So you do. Hey, you do it.
Joy, you do it.
You get no credit or money, but you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to create. You know what? I wonder. So what if we do? Okay, so let's be realistic about this. What if we do a bunch of short films and they technically each count as a film? So if we do like six prostitute shorts and then build a restaurant chain around those short films.
Well, we already know prostitutes is going to, we talked about partnering with Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot there. Because a lot of times, you know, movies come out and it's like they partner with, you know, McDonald's, Applebee's. I don't know if anyone actually does that.
Oh, but can we get with Applebee's?
But like, I think we need to believe in ourselves enough. Again, trying to really improve our lives. Positive power of positivity. Whatever. Right. I think we need to believe in the prostitutes franchise and universe enough to just open it immediately, not one, a large chain of restaurants, one in every city.
Well, and I watch The Prophet a lot, so I know how to scale a business.
Yes.
Just from watching.
Yes.
We can bring Marcus Lemonis in. So I understand. And so it's actually easy to do.
I would love that.
And here's what we're going to do. And Ashanti, look, we know this is not your genre. We've got to, like, the people that listen to this podcast are friends and listeners. We love you guys. You guys are very talented, and you all have your own unique thing. So, Joy, you're going to be in charge of writing the story for the website, okay? So you're in charge of...
Wendy also did air quotes around story.
Well, because every restaurant that you look up now, I'll go online to just be like, what are the, let me look at the menu and what are your hours of operation? And I'll go to the website and it's like, this chef was born in a mountaintop, and it gives you the story and their emotional journey of the making the menu. And I'm like, cool. I just want to know if there's a Brussels sprout option. That's truly all I want to see.
Okay. Also, those are like fancy restaurants.
No. Also had that on their website. The restaurant I went to in the Bronx where we made a reservation.
Oh, good.
For,
cause and I laughed at?
Yes. But I went on their website before we went to see like what the menu was. And it was just like our story and we're a library. And there were no pictures of. So
we're a library.
Yeah, they were like, we're a library of local poetry. So if you go to their website, it looks like a super fancy restaurant.
Okay.
I don't know. They're,
it's like one of the Wendy, only. Are you sure this was the website?
Yes.
For the restaurant? Like the Bronx Public Library. That's why you walked in and they're like, reservation.
For what?
To jerk off on the computers.
Like You can do that whenever you want here. This is for the public.
It's a library.
Yeah.
That's literally all it's for.
Yeah. But no, even that website, I remember looking at it being like, oh, this... I remember honestly being like, oh, this is like a fancy place. Because the website was very... It's everything is everyone's got to have a story. People need stories. I follow a lot of inspirational bullshit on Instagram. And guess what? It's all smoke and mirrors, people.
I thought you were going to say it's all sinking in. So good to know.
And that too.
Hey, our book says that everybody's bullshit. So.
Yeah. That's what we're. Okay, so we got a couple. So let's see. We got books for days over here. Joy, everybody get her book.
We have two books. I'm just drowning in literature over here.
We got
two books. You have two books in your whole apartment.
Days. Well, no, that is not true. I've got a couple more than that. And the two other books that I have came with the apartment, and that is Richard Branson, Like a Virgin.
That's right. I forgot that they came with the apartment.
And the other one is The Signal and the Noise by Nate Silver, who was recently
What's that? Kind of,
he's some statistician, and he would just, I saw his name like trending on Twitter a couple weeks ago, and I was like, Nate Silver, I've heard that name. I wish.
Because it was me.
Yeah, I wish he did. Came over. You want to kill someone? I'll say my address. You know what I mean?
Why were you doing that voice?
I don't know.
Oh.
Because I want to do Scottish.
Oh, my God.
I'm honestly, I haven't taken a shit yet. And I need to reel it the fuck in.
I took a huge shit. Not to make you jealous.
Yeah.
But I've also been up many, many more hours than you.
Yeah. You've also, like, your body's just kicking things out and holding things in simultaneously.
Yes. It's very strange. It's a strange combo.
It's like you're shitting. Was it a good shit or like a nervous shit?
No, it was a good shit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was a really good shit.
We both just stop and drink coffee. Shit.
Shitting in the morning.
Oh, man, nothing makes me thirstier than talking about shit. We're like, we both.
Nothing makes me thirstier for hot brown water than talking about shit.
It's like liquid shit for your face. Shit goes in, shit comes out.
That should be another title for our self-help book.
Yeah. But we're not going to put an asterisk over the vowels. We're just going to have...
We're going to fucking do it.
We're just going to fucking...
Because we're fucking real urban philosophers.
Yeah. We're the real UPs in here.
We have real tattoos and all sorts. It's also... Every tattoo is a different font.
Yeah.
Like, and wildly different.
And the fonts look, they look like the fonts. And again, we're talking about the cover of the book, Stop Doing That Shit. This, we'll post a picture of it, but I also, they're not going to sue us. No one pays attention, except you guys, and we love you.
Why would they sue us? We're giving them free press to our tens of listeners who maybe buy the book. So fucking Gary John Bishop, you should be paying us.
Yeah, how about, are you being mad about us talking about your book? How about you stop doing that shit? How about that? So
we just throw the book in the trash because we're in an imaginary fight with the author.
Back in your fucking Scottish face, huh?
What do you think about that? Gary. That's a good name to say like that.
Yeah. Hey, Gare. Hey, Gare. You want to chill the fuck out?
Hey, Gare.
We're helping you.
What are you pointing at?
I'm gesturing to the people behind me as if to say, "Hey, Gare, look at all these people that we're helping, and we're not even trying." In fact, a lot of people would say,
"We didn't write a book."
Yeah, we inspired someone somehow. We don't know fucking how. We inspired someone to write a book that she published. Okay, she's also running races. Okay.
Yeah, what have you done, Gare?
Yeah. Who have you helped, Gare?
Gareth? Huh? I bet it's Gareth because he's Scottish. Yeah. I bet fucking it's fucking asshole. Gareth.
I'm done with him. You know?
Guys, we changed our mind. No book club.
So we are going to do a book club, but this we're going to do on the Patreon. Yeah. Fuck. I already highlighted some stuff, so we have to do it.
Yeah, I can't take the book back now.
I know. What's your complaint? It came highlighted. They're like, ma'am, get out of the store.
I used to hate that in when you'd have to get books at the bookstore, you'd always get used books because they're cheaper. Right. Because college books are ridiculous. Whatever. College is trash. Unless you're going to be a doctor, it's worthless. But like the used books, because they'll be like highlighted and shit. Because whoever, you know, for studying.
Yeah.
And I'd always get books where I'd be like, why did you highlight this? Like, yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself. Or I'd get books where just like pages were highlighted, like entire pages. And I'm like, this seems counterproductive if you're trying to highlight like little important snippets to help you remember things better.
Yeah.
Like, just like, I need to learn the whole book.
Here's an idea.
Which that's how I highlighted this book.
Right.
Just the whole thing's highlighting. I dipped it in highlighter.
I was just going to say that. Look, I grabbed it by the end. I was going to do you know what? This should be a visual podcast just so when one of us, because we have this, we jump on the same things all the time. So when one of us says it first, the other one does the act out for it.
Which I also, this episode especially, a lot of visuals you guys are missing. Yeah, I think the more delirious we are, the more we like talk with our hands and point at phantoms behind us.
Mm-hmm. Just imaginary things. You're delirious because you haven't slept. I'm still processing whatever the fuck I ate yesterday. It's a weird, but it's like, and I think part of it too, if I'm being honest, is like, because reading this book. So this is, and I don't know if you found this. So now the book, what we're gonna read this, like popcorn read this on the Patreon.
Yes.
So if you're on the Patreon, thank you. We got some new people to sign up, and Preston was on. We just put that episode out Monday. That came out, and people are liking it. I did get a comment from Chris Walden, who, hey, Chris, you're in the hospital. Get better. He's got a mystery.
What?
So Chris, my spy, my coworker at the CIA, he texted me yesterday, or he texted me that the Patreon came out. Sorry, we're recording this on Tuesday. It came out on Wednesday. And it's too early for us to do fake time showbiz time math.
Oh, by the way, also, everything that you just said was so confusing. Like, days and times, nobody's going to be able to keep track. It's fine.
Perfect. Good.
It's fine.
That's what happens in the future. Everything's confusing. It's a spodcast. And time and days.
Time is a flat circle.
Nothing even
exists. I remember
exists.
True Detective.
Yeah, so
that was the last good TV show I watched.
Time is a flat circle, so it doesn't matter when this happened, but I was texting. Chris texted me and goes, perfect timing for the Patreon because I'm bored or I could use a laugh or whatever. So then we were texting, and I was like, oh, I just ate a bunch of garbage food to try to be like, maybe this will, whatever's happening in your day, I want to let you know I almost just shit my pants and threw up because I can't control my urges.
Because I sucked on a cronut like a baby.
Yeah.
Who could be anywhere between 0 and 4 years old.
Right. At this point, people are getting help by listening to the show. I don't know how. I don't know what's working. So I'm like, I guess, should I just text people? Like, if you're feeling down, guess what I just did?
Guess what I did today? I think that's why. I think what we're doing unintentionally is people are inspired to do the exact opposite of anything we've ever done.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It is pretty easy to not do anything we've done.
Right, because people, that's actually a good guide. Instead of all this pressure of like, oh, I have to like be mindful and I'm supposed to, try to like be kind to myself and my actions. And I'm supposed to like try to change my attitude and be like, let me find the positive here and change my perception of things. Instead of doing that, which is fucking boring. You just listen to whatever we do and then be like, okay, so I'm going to do not that.
What was that beeping?
Speaking
of listening, I'm listening.
You heard that beeping?
Yeah.
That's my diffuser. That's my eucalyptus and lavender diffuser. to help me relax and also
which is obviously working.
I'm just rubbing lavender lotion in my gums. Is lavender is relaxing, right?
Just eating like a fucking jar of yogurt.
Yep.
It works better if you put it inside of you.
Yeah, that's, ma'am, you have a, it's like a yeast infection, but we're not sure. What is this?
But it's your whole body. It's your, it's a full body yeast infection.
You know how they do beer bongs or like in porns where you put a funnel and people piss a funnel, like they piss into a funnel inside of a pussy? I do that.
Hold on. Full stop.
What?
I have not seen that.
Really?
Pissing in a funnel?
Yeah. So you put a funnel
in a pussy.
In your cunt or in your asshole. Yeah.
That's the right time to call it a cunt. When it's got a funnel in it and piss is being put inside of it. That is a good time to call it a cunt.
So you put it in your cunt or your beehole and then...
Yeah, because we don't want to say asshole, guys. We're not crass. Right. So you stick this fucking funnel in your cunt or in your little bum.
In your little, tush.
In your little tushy butt.
You take this, you shove it in your dirty fucking hairy twat. You
slutty.
You stupid slutty. Fucking.
You fucking thick axe wound.
Yeah, in your fucking clam sandwich. We're just going to jam
clam
this funnel
sandwich.
In there. So you could put it in there. Or we can put it in your no-no hole. You want to put it in your no-no hole? Those are the two options.
Your no-no hole.
Mm-hmm. Clam sandwich or no-no hole. Those are your two options.
Frothing, bleeding cunt, or behind door.
Yeah.
Or the bottom half of you.
Yeah. But you put a funnel in there, and then people just piss in the funnel and fill you with piss. But
then do they
never
fuck the piss hole?
Sometimes it's just a way to be like, yeah, you fucking, I own you, you pig, or whatever. Like that, see, I don't use that to, sometimes that shows up in my searches as like recommended for you. And even for me, I'm like, that's too much. I don't like a funnel. Callers,
full
call
of
in
piss.
If you like.
Callers, can you only come if a woman's being literally filled with piss? We'd like to talk to you. What's your relationship like with your mother?
Yeah.
Would be a good start.
All right. And this section segment has been brought to you by Joy Nystrom's book.
She's going to love this.
Sex and Waffles. So pick that up.
It's exclusively about filling vaginas with urine.
Right. When you're ready to take a break, put down that funnel, pick up this book. All right. Boozy Vagging. Bitch, this has been Bitch and Piglet in the Morning.
That's exact. Bitch and Piglet are, we have one advertiser, and it's piss funnels. You can't use these funnels for anything but shoving them in a body hole and filling them with piss.
Yeah.
Available at Walmart and CVS.
Our other sponsor, the only other sponsor we have is Dear Beer. Coincidentally,
we recommend drinking at least 12 of these before shoving your piss funnel into your lover.
It's the perfect combo pack. We should sell those as a combo gift pack.
Yes. Bitch Piglet branded. Ugh.
It's a great idea.
Oh, I forgot all about Bitch Piglet. Now I think I'm going to listen to Limp Bizkit all morning.
Well, and there's a commercial for, and I, this is, we'll go, whatever. There's a commercial, but it is, I got to send it to you. There's a commercial for like insurance or a car or fucking something, but it's this woman who's like, oh, my CD player only plays the Limp Bizkit song over and over and over again. And then Fred Durst is in the commercial. Anticlimactic. I shouldn't have even brought it up.
Is it
but
a
I'm
local
tired.
Commercial?
It you might be. For, I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, don't doubt yourself. You should always bring up Fred Durst's career.
Thank you.
Always. I'm worried about him. That terrible movie he made. Hey, Fred, that's not me saying it. That's just literally critics and box office saying it's
that's
terrible.
The mar-
not, that's
that,
not
I,
me.
That's not me. That's the market. You have to listen to the market. What does the market say, okay? I thought the movie was great. The market said thumbs down, okay? Also, piss funnels. We think it's a great idea. The market.
Can we get you on board?
Right. That's.
Limp who we Bizkit should have branded Piss Fun. I mean, that is their audience. The people going to see, I mean, I'm thinking, oh, okay, follow me.
I'm following.
We are the prophet, by the way. And I mean that in a lot of different ways.
We are the prophet with a PH.
Jesus Christ. Okay. So they're Limp Bizkit branded piss funnels. Tyler, I know you're listening. If you could do like a mock-up for us to send to Mr. Durst and Associates. Also Robert Durst. I think we should get him involved on the bottom floor. Love. Top floor, bottom floor.
Bottom floor.
Which floor should we get him?
Well, I feel like the bottom floor, it's better for him to hide bodies.
That's
so
true.
That's my favorite thing about him. But he kills people. It's my favorite thing that he
that's
does.
That's my favorite thing he does. Okay, so Limp Bizkit and Robert Durst, the mm-hmm. Durst, the Durst brothers.
Right.
Are investors. Limp Bizkit branded, but we go and we sell at the Gathering of the Juggalos. Because yes. I think a piss funnel would do very well mm-hmm. at the Gathering. And I've always needed an excuse to go.
And here's what we can call it, because piss funnel is like kind of too on the nose, like a fun name.
I don't, but I think I do. I think that people at the Gathering would enjoy the name piss funnel. It's just quick and to the point. But I want to hear, we're just spitballing.
So I'm trying to think of like a fun thing where we can use the, like integrate the Durst brothers' names. And I did just burp and I'm not editing that out. And that's because I'm drinking a breakfast beer.
It's healthy.
It's a gingerade kombucha that I mixed with my water. So it looks like a deer beer. Looks like animal piss.
Nice, yeah, it does
cloudy.
Not look good.
I was thinking, what if we call them like Dirty Dursties? I think that's a cute name. But dirty then implies like judgment.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm... But dirty's also like, I'm so dirty.
Yeah. So
I'm
I mean,
a
I
dirty
kinda,
little slut.
Yeah, I'm just like...
I'm just a dirty little slutty baby.
I'm just...
Am I 2 months old or four? I don't know. I'm just a baby.
Somebody piss at me and give me a cronut. I want you to fill me up like a deer beer filled cronut.
Can we stop recording right now? Because I don't think anything will get better than pissing me and give me a cronut.
Jesus Christ.
I think we should exclusively record very early in the morning and almost no sleep. I also just, did you hear I started leaning into a slur?
Oh, yeah.
That's the other really cool thing about not sleeping. If you're not drinking, if you're doing a not drinking thing, just don't sleep. It's like you're drunk all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's it going now?
Driving is dangerous. Mm-hmm. You slur your words. You look terrible. You look very disheveled.
Yeah. And when you do Coke or Adderall, it balances you out because it's like being... So you actually are saving money. You can still do drugs, but you're saving money on booze.
Yeah.
It's positives all around.
We are helping people.
Yeah. We really are so fucking helpful. Oh, I was going to ask you this. So this is what I think happened with the binge eating. And so not to get like serious for a second, but... With doing self, like with reading the Stop Doing That Shit book, so I'm really like, okay, let me stop and like take a break and like really investigate like when I have a thought and what are my patterns? Because that's what the book is about. You're going into like, what are your kind of your routines? What are your patterns? And like, so I've been trying to do that. Now, what's good about that is you start to identify like, oh, I do this because this, I do this because this. And so then there are lots of emotions and feelings. But I find that digging that shit up and like really thinking about it is making me almost like more crazy and anxious, because instead of it's stuff that maybe you ignore and don't think about, now you're conscious of it. And so it's like,
which I think is really common.
Yep. I think
that's
too.
Super common when you start really like looking at yourself and examining the way you just think about everything and therefore like how you react to everything.
Yeah.
I think it's really normal to have that reaction to kind of like freak out.
Yeah. It's a weird, I didn't know if you noticed that with you where you're like, oh, hold on. Cause it feels almost like,
I mean, yeah, I haven't, but I think that probably has to do with how much less sleep I've been getting. I haven't eaten a cronut, but I don't have a cronut within walking distance.
Yeah, that's a shame. You have a great, there's good donut place like 2 blocks away from you that I wanted to go to that I never went to.
Well, we can do it again. Oh, also, back to binge eating. If I come for Christmas, can we go to the meatball shop?
Yes.
I love that. That's what I want to do.
And I will bring
every
red
day.
Underwear. Yeah, we go there every day. Well, because we have, I'm just, look, you guys, we were talking before we started recording.
Surprise.
Yeah. But we can wear matching, like, green and red underwear.
Oh, good. Combos. Yeah, that won't be sad.
And we'll wear just that to go get meatballs. Just coats and our abortion band. No mo abortion.
Oh, dear. It looked like you were trying to read it, like you forgot what it said, and you were looking at yourself in the FaceTime.
That's what I was doing.
Which, would that not make it backwards?
Backwards, yeah.
Okay, so that was the problem there. You were trying to read backwards.
On, abortion backwards. I do not...
That's been my mantra when I meditate, weirdly. abortion backwards. It's really been helpful.
Well, now you got to pick a new one. You're not supposed to share your mantra. All that TM shit where they're like, I mean, and whatever. And I know
That's transcendental meditation.
In case you didn't know. I don't know if you can tell by the way we talk. We're pretty zen.
We're pretty relaxed, chill people.
I'm like, I thought about my feelings and for like an hour straight. And I was like, I need to eat everything I pass.
I need to shove this back down in me.
And by eat, I mean fold up and push down my throat without chewing.
Without chewing.
That is just more for the flora and fauna to work on. It's more, they're jumping around in there. They're like, oh, this is a fully undigested cronut. We've got work to do.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it's kind of, I think it's maybe like when you do a physical detox. So just to prepare everyone, in case you are, if you want to follow along with the book or you want to do this, like when you do a physical cleanse, you feel sick for the first week. Anytime you're doing like a liver or kidney detox, but that's because you're pushing all the toxins out and you feel kind of shitty for the first week or two. And then after that, your body settles in. So I imagine it's the same maybe emotionally. Who fucking knows? I don't know.
No, I think that's exactly what it is. I think that's exactly what it is. So how long is this book? It's not that long, Gare.
Yeah, Gary.
So Gary's going to fix all our lives in 227 pages.
Okay.
So I guess that, you know, once you get to like page 100,
yeah,
you'll be totally fine.
We should be, right? Yeah. Sorry, I'm like going through the book because we're going to popcorn read this, like I said, on the Patreon. And I don't know. Did you want to do that now or no? Are we just going to tease it for the Patreon? Do you want to try to read now?
Try? I think that would be... Try to read now is the exact.
Yeah. This is how we both get very quiet.
Yeah.
We're reading. Like opening a book.
Guys, oh, I'm sorry. Were we supposed to read out loud?
Yeah.
The last 10 minutes of the podcast is like, okay, guys, so we're going to read the book now. It's just nothing. It's just, and then the podcast ends just 10 like, minutes later.
Just us burping and drinking.
Oh, this fucking, sorry, this wee book. He writes
wee
book.
Where are you reading?
On the very first page, at the bottom of the first page.
Oh, yeah. I like where,
he's
it's
so
the first
cute.
Page.
I really feel like this guy can change my life.
This wee little bookhead.
What was that? Was not Scottish. That was not the same accent you did earlier.
I know. I'm trying to wake myself up. I almost had people, but myself, honestly. Okay, so we're going to read a couple of pages and do a popcorn read.
Where do you just want to start at the beginning?
Let's fucking do it. Let's read the big. You start.
The big what?
The big
the table
thing
of contents?
Side. No. In your day-to-day life.
The big
The big
the
writing.
Big thing on the side.
It's
Jesus
just bigger.
Christ.
How else would you describe that?
The left page?
Okay. Well, tomato,
tomato. Tomato, big thing left page.
You know, the big thing on the side. Are you talking about a book or your pussy?
Do you have a growth?
Yeah.
Okay.
The big thing on the side. That's where you put the piss funnel, on the big thing on the side.
Why is it on the side? Okay.
Everybody's different. Your body is beautiful.
Everyone's
nobody
beautiful.
Shaming.
Every vagina is a beautiful flower, even when it's on the side. Whether it's on your bottom half, your top half, your side half.
Whichever quadrant of your pussy. I have a cleft palate on my pussy. I have a cleft cunt.
You have a cleft palate. I have a hair lip.
See?
Just like Joaquin Phoenix. Okay. In your day-to-day life, you are, for the most part, on autopilot. Someone once asked me, what's at the core of every human being? Bullshit, I replied. There were a few nervy moments of shoegazing silence, followed by a gust of swirly, disjointed questions to cover the unease. This is, it's flowerly?
It is very flowerly.
It's very flowerly.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn Wendy.
Apparently. There were biomes.
If you do
that.
I'm
not going to do this.
No, apparently, you can do it. I'll take my headphones out.
Yeah. Apparently, they were expecting some new age metaphysical answer about untethered spirit or essence of ancient forests or particles of distant stardust sprinkled with fairy juice. But my response was and is unequivocal. In my experience of people, yes, I'm people, as are you. If you set aside all the positivity and hope, there's quite clearly a whole other animal lurking below the surface. A conversational bullshit, if you like. Something not quite as empowering or comforting as we'd all like to believe. Not evil or nefarious, but rather something more akin to cynical, constraining, repetitive, and ultimately unfulfilling.
Can I just say, like, the way you read this, very calming.
That's a great, the language.
It honestly, and I think I get it, the first chapter is terrible.
Right.
With that shit. With just like the like, this wee book's about bullshit. That was not Scottish. That wasn't. This is not even British. But it gets like it's actually there's stuff later that I like.
Oh yeah,
but
it's actually
the first.
Great.
Just read the, like here. I'm gonna read this. This is like the end. This is when like the book starts getting good. I think. Here, I'm just gonna read this.
Which
it's,
page are
it's
you?
It's page 45. Well, it's the last two sentences on 45 and goes to 46.
All right.
What has been the underlying experience of this life of yours? This part? Did you highlight this?
I highlighted this, yeah.
Oh, we are so smart.
Yeah, I highlighted in green because this is an action line.
Oh my God, how many highlighters do you have?
I have a...
Hold on, this is very... Guys, this is a development.
I have green, pink, yellow, and orange.
And you're using all of them?
No, I'm just using the yellow ones to highlight quotes and things that I think are good, like inspirational, like that's a good, like something to remember. Or like that's anytime I'm like, oh, fuck, that's me. Or like that's important, I need to think about that really. I highlight that in yellow. And anytime there's an action, so whether it's like to think about this or like... it kind of like a mental exercise I highlighted in green as far as like that's an action line, that's an exercise that I have to like sit and work on.
Okay. So you just, so you're using two highlighters, but then you just also wanted me to know that you had two other highlighters in your possession.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you asked okay. how many highlighters I had in general.
I just meant for the book.
Okay.
But I'm glad to know that you have four different, just in case we need them.
Right. And then I'm going to use the orange and the pink to make little flowers in the book.
To like circle page 69.
Oh, for sure.
For when you take and it back to the store.
I'm going to just highlight 69. Just,
how's the top of my head? Jesus Christ.
Okay. So we're here. We'll read this and then.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it briefly on here. But like we're just on the Patreon, we're going to be like talking about it a lot. When it's all said and done, when you look at the struggle and determination, the victories, the defeats, the sorrow, the drive to be happy and content, the seemingly never-ending hunger for something better, better job, better body, better partner, better family, better house, better society, better clothes, better social life, more passion, more purpose, more followers, more whatever, on and on and on, what are you left with? Popcorn and Wendy.
And then
were you just going to read it without getting a popcorn?
I was. I thought you were doing a dramatic pause. I know. I also just felt the shit percolate in my body.
So okay, like, good. Well, we're close.
Yeah. So it says pause here for a moment and honestly answer that question for yourself. So it is. What I do like about it is because it talks about. It's similar to that Power of Habit book where it talks about like when you go through your routine, you think like, oh, I'm getting efficient at this thing where you just kind of get up and you do the same thing every day. But that's your brain is that's like and it gives the example of a lot of time you're driving home. You'll be thinking about other shit and you're like, oh, I don't even know how I got home. But it's like because your brain knows how to do things. And so it shuts off. And so you're not like actively participating. And it sounds dumb, the word mindful. But even like last night, I was like, I'm like, when I was like eating so quickly, I'm like, if I could have just fucking slowed down for 5 minutes and thought about it before I did it, I could be like, what is why? Like, there's not like this is out of anxiety. This is whatever. And mindful sounds really cheesy. But then I said to myself, I'm like, I cannot believe I just mindlessly. I'm like, I would have loved to have sat down and ate all that food over the course of 2 days and enjoyed it. But instead I just like mindlessly shoveled food in my, and then my brain clicked and I was like, oh, the opposite of mindless is mindful. Cause mm-hmm. We say mindful like as a joke. And then yesterday I had that thought and I was like, okay, so now like, it's not just like a stupid buzzword. I have to like, let me like be aware of like, again, like that fucking chick at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Was this a choice?
Mm-hmm. Cause people say mindless all the time. Like, oh, I just mindlessly did this. But what, like, mind is exactly what you said. You say mindful and it's like, ugh. Like, that's so lame.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to practice mindfulness.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're apparently just practicing mindlessness constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can kind of, and it's a weird thing where, but it's the same, like, with physical exercise. Like, when you start doing an exercise, like you'll be like, oh, it's hard. You start a workout program and you're lifting weights. And a lot of my analogies are to exercise just because I like did that for so long. But with a client, so they start and they've never worked out. And so a basic squat or certain exercises are difficult and you're sore and your body's changing and you're sweating more or like you're doing cardio and everything's really difficult. So you're expending a lot of energy to do the activity. And you're burning a lot of calories. And so you, the first few months or the first like month or two, you'll be like, I'm losing a lot of weight because you're losing water weight. But then if you're doing the same exercises all the time, your body after it's like 4 to 5 weeks is the average time, gets used to the exercise and goes, okay, I know what we're doing when we go to the gym. So if you go and you're doing the same stuff all the time, your body becomes efficient at the exercise. And so you'll be like, oh, this is great. I can run 3 miles and I'm like not even out of breath. Or I can do these exercises and I'm like not really sweaty. I'm not really sore. So logically, a lot of times people go like, oh, that means I'm like getting really good at this exercise. And it's like, no, you're actually burning less calories because your body's become efficient. And so you're kind of like mindlessly doing the same exercise and your body uses less energy. And so that's where people hit plateaus and your body stops changing. That's why people are like, well, I'm going to the gym every day and I'm not losing weight. It's like, well, because you have to change your routine and what you're doing. And it's like the brain shit is the same. You have to, like, if you're not happy with what's happening in your life, like, you have to fucking change things. And it's
sucks.
Like, yeah, it really stirs up a lot of mm-hmm. stuff because you're like, okay, so why do I do this? It's emotional. And then if you're also not drinking on top of that, I mean, it makes it tougher, but it's better because you're getting like double the emotions.
Oh, yeah, which is great. That's what I need. I need harder, faster, deeper emotions.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. You just have emotions. Like, you were just like, just emotion just funneled into your pussy.
Yep.
You're just lay back. All right, look, I've got a bunch of pies to deliver.
I have an emotional dirty durst.
So if we could get this over with, I'm going to bend over, pick it either you want.
My cute little tutor or my fucking fat dripping cunt.
This brand new day with the pussy part.